This week, Pennsylvania's Department of Environmental Protection released numbers showing that the natural gas drilling industry doubled its production in 2012 to 2 trillion cubic feet. But this bounty has been accompanied by concerns that fracking could be polluting water and harming air quality. The DEP is starting to fill in details on just how much pollution the industry is creating. Here to talk about this is the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier. How's it going, Reed?
Good. How are you?
Good. So the DEP released numbers from air emissions of Marcellus Shale from around the state, and I understand they were pretty pleased by what they were sharing. What did they say?
Well, the emissions from stationary sources in Pennsylvania are way down. A lot of that's got to do with federal regulations. Some of that has to do with moving away from coal for power generation to gas. And a lot of that's coming from the Marcellus Shale, of course. Now, overall, what is the shale industry contributing to air emissions? Mike Crancer, the DEP secretary, says it's only a small fraction of pollution in the state. The numbers that they released show that about 13 or 14% of volatile organic compounds and about 8 or 9% of nitrogen oxides, which are two big pollutants, come from the shale gas industry. Now, that's not taking into account all the cars and trucks on the road, and those are pretty huge pollution sources. So I spoke with Amy Curtwright of the RAND Corporation about all this. She recently produced a study that looked at the monetary costs, sort of the price tag of shale gas emissions.
And what do you mean by
that? Yeah, that's a good question. Basically, the sort of the public health costs if somebody has to go to the hospital because of an ailment related to or exacerbated maybe by emissions. And here's what she said about the overall topic of shale gas and emissions in the state.
On the one hand, you're putting in new emission sources that are going to be around for a long time that are important, you know, to the people that are near those emission sources. But on the other hand, in the grand scheme of things, we're not talking about a huge additional contribution to our air pollution problems in the state.
And I might add that some other pollutants that have gone down drastically, like sulfur dioxide, is a big problem with coal. That's gone down a lot in the last 3 years, the DEP's new data shows. And a lot of that's got to do with federal regulations, but also, again, the conversion moving away from coal and towards natural gas. And that's a real phenomenon. It's showing up in the numbers big time right now. And the DEP was justifiably very happy about that.
You also spoke with Joe Osborne of the Group Against Smog and Pollution, or GASP. And I understand he told you a little more about the pollutants.
Yeah, I asked him about the DEP's numbers because I wanted to get his take on it. He said there's basically three levels of pollution when you talk about the shale gas industry. There's sort of global warming. The pollutants there would be carbon dioxide when you burn the gas and methane, which is a potent greenhouse gas. And there's on the regional level, there are those ozone precursors, volatile organic compounds, and nitrogen oxides. But on a local level, that's where things get a little more interesting because you have all these impoundments that store the wastewater that has a lot of these hazardous air pollutants in them. These are things like benzene, formaldehyde. They're known carcinogens, and they're getting into the air to some degree in and around these well sites and compressor stations. And here's what he said about that.
These are pollutants that are often carcinogenic or neurotoxic, cause reproductive problems. Things like benzene or hexane or toluene. If you're living very near a source, these pollutants can be present in concentrations that can cause a health effect just based on ambient air exposure.
And to put a point on that, I looked into the DEP's numbers and I saw that, for instance, in Washington County, there were the shale gas industry released about 3 tons of benzene in 2011. Now, you compare that to the DEP's own numbers from the year before, 2010, and there were only 3/10 of a ton. So that's a tenfold increase in a known carcinogen. That's a big concern for some people down there.
How complete is this data?
Well, that's a good point to make. It's self-reported by the industry. And they use these emission factors, which are basically educated guesses about how much, you know, if you process X amount of gas, you're probably going to have this amount of emissions. These estimates are notorious, but they're known to underestimate certain emissions like VOCs. So it's by no means pinpoint accurate, but it is a snapshot that gives us more information, probably a lot more information than we had before.
Thanks, Reed.
Thanks, Jennifer.
That was the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier. We've been talking about new information out from Pennsylvania about air emissions from the Marcellus Shale natural gas industry.